We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But first, Rex Springsteen is an old friend of the show. He's a reporter for the Virginia Mercury, and you remember his byline. When you got the hard copy of the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the News Leader for years. And Rex, I'm glad to have you here because I'm really torn about this weekend. This is an important anniversary. It's a solemn and in many ways a sick thing to remember. Slaves coming to Virginia 400 years ago. And the premise of the story that you're filing now is that a lot about what we've been told and what we think we know about slavery in Virginia is actually wrong. What do you mean?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm glad to have you here. Thanks, Rex.
And I still write for the Times-Dispatch, too, by the way.
Oh, good, good. Okay, sorry.
Hey, that's fine. So what I did was I wrote a story that ran in the Virginia Mercury this week about 1619 because I, as a native Virginian, have been hearing for years that this was these slaves arrived at Jamestown. They were indentured servants. And as I grew into an adult, I learned that some of these things weren't true. So I knew the 1619 event was coming, so I started educating myself. And then I wrote this story. I talked to some very prominent historians, and they tell me that there's a lot of disagreement, a lot of myth around 1619. So I broke the story down into two questions. What really happened in 1619? And how big a deal was it? So should I continue and answer those questions?
Oh, yeah. I'm really curious.
So what happened? I mean, again, we were told they came to Jamestown. Well, what happened was a Portuguese ship, and we've been told Spanish, and there's been lots of talk about that over the years, brought some 350-some-odd Africans from West Central African in a horribly overpacked ship. About a third of them died en route, and then two British privateers, which were basically a little more than pirates with the official sanction in this case of the Dutch government, attacked, stole about 60 of the slaves, and then looked for a safe port, friendly port, which happened to be Virginia. One of the ships, the White Lion, arrives at Point Comfort, which is where if you drive across the tunnel from Hampton to Norfolk, you'll see it on your left. It's a beautiful, looks like an island. It's really a spit or a peninsula. And they sold those slaves. And John Rolfe, we know him as the widower of Pocahontas, he reported that there was a Dutch ship, and that lived on for 400 years, and it was not a Dutch ship. And we don't really know. We know they arrived there. We don't really know where they were sold, where they were unloaded, and the ship did go on to Jamestown eventually. But that's one of these many things about this event that is just really unclear. And then you get into, well, how big a deal was it? And clearly it's horrendous that, you know, slavery is at its beginning or one of its beginnings. And, you know, I'm not trying to minimize the horrendous nature of slavery, but the fact is, slavery in what became the U.S. had existed for decades. The Spanish took slaves to what became South Carolina in 1520 something.
So that predates even the 1607 arrival.
Oh, absolutely. Those slaves rebelled, and that settlement failed. And then there's a little place called St. Augustine that, unlike Jamestown, still exists and thrives. The Spanish took slaves there in 1565. And then you really want to get granular. There's some evidence that Sir Walter Raleigh, Sir Francis Drake, took slaves to the colony in North Carolina, what became the Lost Colony. But we don't have absolute evidence of that. We do have evidence that slaves were taken to Bermuda, which, believe it or not, is part of North America, in 1616. So slaves had been taken to what became the U.S. well before 1619. And I've read so many stories, I mean, you know, incredible newspapers and news shows and websites saying that 1619 marked the beginning of American slavery. So one historian I talked to says he doesn't think 1619 is that big a deal because it obscures the larger truth about slavery. And his argument is that it took decades for slavery to really sort of take off in Virginia. Yeah. Indentured servitude was the real labor for many decades. And really, it didn't truly take off in the U.S. Until the 1800s with the advent of the cotton gin and British demand for cotton. Yeah.
So well, I appreciate you putting it in some perspective here, and I think it's important for us to put it in perspective. And, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show I wanted to take this program to the events commemorating this, and then I decided not to because I felt like, you know what, I'm going to do a show about emancipation instead of slavery. I know this will be controversy, and I guess a lot of people say, oh, you're a white guy, you get to, you know, it's easy for you to say this. But I really think culturally right now, as divided as we are as a country, we're spending a lot of time focusing on things that are almost guaranteed to sow the seeds of discontent rather than celebrating all the things we've fixed and we've gotten right. And it's, you know, I'm not saying ignore this, and I really appreciate your story to try to put it in perspective and get the facts on paper as best we can. But it's puzzling to me that we would continue to obsess, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, obsess about something that is almost guaranteed to be a net negative for us in a contemporary sense rather than focus on the positive. And Rex, I got to go, but I really appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to digging through the whole story. It's at the Virginia Mercury. Rex Springsteen, the author that you see in the Times-Dispatch often, and at the Virginia Mercury, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.